Okay, right here I got with me, I am going to be interviewing Reverend Anthony Guy. He is a licensed minister with the UPCI, known as the United Pentecostal Church International. He is also a public minister, a local minister at Statesboro United Pentecostal Church. Reverend Guy, the first question I've got for you is, how has the COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Well, I feel like it's strengthened my faith and my beliefs, because we've learned through our readings of the Bible and our studying that the Bible speaks about the end times being similar to what we're facing now. And also through this, we've seen at our local assembly, people draw closer to God through this. We've seen people get the Holy Ghost over the phone through this pandemic. We've seen a lot of people just really, really get closer to God during this. So I feel like personally for me, it's strengthened my faith and my beliefs in God. And it's just showed me that when the Bible speaks of end times, it's exactly what we're dealing with and what we're going through now.
So just to reflect, basically this COVID-19 has strengthened your beliefs and your faith more than it has dampened them. It's been a positive change towards your faith and belief versus a negative.
It has, because I know for me personally, since I was a child, I've heard that, you know, God's coming back soon. And we've read in the Bible, we've heard about just times being like it is now. And I'm 28 years old, and I've went my whole life hearing that. And then just seeing the way the world's reacting now and what's going on, it just reflects the teachings that I've received my whole life. So for me, it's even more confirmation of what I believe.
Gotcha. Well, the second question I got for you, Reverend Guy, is your religious community still gathering currently? And if they are, how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
So as of right now, we have stuck to what our local city guidelines have been from our sheriff's department and our local authorities and governing body. So we are meeting 10 people or less, and we're staying 6 feet apart. We've been doing a lot of online services where just a few of us gather. We've also done parking lot services where the cars are spaced 6 feet apart. Everybody stays in their vehicle. So for us personally, we are still meeting, but we're sticking with the guidelines that have been laid out for us. And for me, it hasn't really changed how much I gather, the way I go, because we believe in using wisdom and, you know, being careful with everything we do. But at the same time, we also trust that God's going to protect us through this. So I think for me personally, it hasn't changed the way I've got involved or attended church. And as a local church, we've still continued to have services and conduct them the best way we can.
All right. And just to touch again, so how has this COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community as far as you in general? Has it made it more with conflict showing up, or has it made it more easily? How has it really just affected your participation in what you do?
All right, so as far as we're given the option, our pastor has given us the option, you know, we don't feel pressured or forced to come and meet when we are allowed to. He's given us that option. If we feel safe staying at home, then just stay at home. Or if we feel comfortable enough coming, come. So for me, it hasn't really affected anything. I've stayed comfortable with coming to church. And we've just utilized everything that we can, from whether it's Facebook Live in the services or meeting the parking lot services. We've seen that is just as effective right now as us having our regular services. For instance, in the parking lot service, we've seen the same type of results. There was a lady in our neighborhood who came out and listened to the service, and she received the Holy Ghost in her yard. So for us, the results of how we're having to conduct service now is similar to when we was able to meet and congregate together. So I feel like it hasn't really changed much for us, except we can't go 10 or more.
Gotcha. So, you know, the religious community that you're a part of is still gathering, and it hasn't changed your participation much with the COVID-19 crisis. So the third question I have for you is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in an attempt to alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if there are those that the religious community is engaged in, like helping with community service, what are those? What are those efforts?
So right now we're involved in a few different things. The first thing we did with us being a church is we've started a prayer line, because we've seen the studies where suicide, depression, anxiety is at an all-time high because of this pandemic. So we've started a prayer line where people can call in for an encouraging word, a word of prayer. And we've seen the difference that's made, because, you know, just that encouragement that we can give to people during this pandemic. We've also partnered with the local sheriff's department, and we've have started delivering meals to the elderly who may fit, they can't get out of their house or they can't travel right now. So we're involved with that as far as getting them food. We've also reached out as a local church, and we've provided dinners for the local law enforcement here in our town. And we've also provided dinners for local healthcare workers at a doctor's office. So right now, pretty much we're providing dinners for those that we can. And we're also offering that word of encouragement and prayer to those who may need it.
Awesome, awesome. So you're a part of your religious community, in the community service ranges from a prayer line all the way to creating meals for the elderly and those that are on the front lines of this pandemic and actually, you know, facing it on a daily basis.
Yes, yes. We've tried, you know, just to do all that we can for our local city and community, and just to reach out and help those that are in need during this time. So we'd like to expand and do more, but for right now, those are the areas that we're involved in.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Reverend Guy, I want to thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to interview you and also allowing me to be able to make this recording public on the ASU COVID Archive Project. I really appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.